You've got it tuned to K-Hum. My name's Lindsay, and it is now time for Humboldt Baywatch. Want to give a shout out to Coquetat for bringing us Humboldt Baywatch today. That's when we're checking in with the folks out of Woodley Island from NOAA and seeing what we have to look forward to for the weekend and seeing if there's any kind of safety issues as far as the weather's concerned. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine. You know, it's kind of nice to see the sun today. So
it is really nice. Can you talk to us a little bit about, I feel like there's been kind of a bipolar winter that we've been experiencing here weather-wise on the coast especially. Can you talk a little bit about the weather we've been experiencing this last week and what we've got to look forward to this weekend?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's been, well, downright cold for the last month, it seems. We had that snow on the coast, which was pretty darn cool, and then the really cold temperatures overnight, and now things are going to change, and we're going to go to a warmer pattern with more rain instead of the mountain snow that we've been having. So things are changing, but at least we got a couple good days here. We have today and tomorrow, and then probably early Saturday, where the weather's going to be decent.
So when things warm up and we've been getting all of that snow on the mountains and then now we're getting rain, how does that affect like the snowpack and our rivers?
Well, that's a great question. You know, for the snowpack, anything that's below 5,000 feet, it doesn't last very long. So we're really concerned about what's way up there in the mountains in the Trinity, for the Trinity River up in the Alps up there, you know, above 5,000 feet. That's where we're concerned and how we want to make sure we have snowpack up there. And now there's a lot of snow up there. So that's good. And then also the Sierra as well. As for that snow going into the rivers, it adds a little bit, but not all that much. There's snow, but it's a few inches maybe of liquid equivalent snow amount. So we're not really expecting the rivers to respond considerably just because of the snow melt. But we do want that snow to be at the top of the taller mountains so that the river, particularly the Trinity, will continue to flow well into the spring.
Gotcha. So we've got, it looks like we got some rain heading our way. About how much rain do you think we're going to be getting here?
Yeah, that's a great question. At this point, it's still a little uncertain. We're looking at, over the weekend, kind of showery on and off, starting probably late Saturday, going through Sunday. And then a potential for some heavier rain, particularly up in Del Norte County, maybe even starting on Sunday, going into Monday, and then just on and off rain through the week, it really looks like. It looks like a really wet pattern. Right now, it looks like the best chance for a heavy rain that could cause our rivers to respond would be Sunday night, Monday, and then into Tuesday. So right now we're already keeping a close eye on the eel at Fernbridge, and if you're looking at the current river forecast, it's bringing it back to monitor stage by I think it was Monday. So something to watch as we get into next week.
Gotcha. And as far as the ocean looks, what is going on with the ocean? Because I know that the Coast Guard had closed the bay entrance again last weekend. Are we going to be experiencing rough ocean conditions again this weekend?
Thankfully, that does not look like the case. We're going to have some gusty south winds starting up on, looks like Sunday. Even if you're in the bay, you could see gusts of 20 miles an hour. But the overall sea state's not going to actually be that big. And I was looking at the size of the surf for the next even 5 days. It's like 5 to 10 feet. And around here, that's pretty darn normal for this time of year. So not really too concerned about it. And that's good because we've had some really big swells this year that cause all the shoaling and issues, definitely with opening the harbor, well, I should say closing the harbor. So that's been a concern a couple times this year. And then with the shoaling and then the sandbar moving around, I know they're concerned about dredging issues as well. So there are different things that are going on there that we'll be happy with these smaller waves for the next 5 days at least.
Gotcha. And what are the tides looking like this weekend for folks who are wanting to maybe recreate on the bay? Are there going to be favorable conditions to get out there?
Yeah, it's actually the tides aren't all that big right now, so that's actually a really good thing. The flow, the currents in the bay will be a little bit lighter. We actually have high tides in the afternoon. Let's see, on Saturday, 2:30 in the afternoon of only 6.3 feet, and then on Sunday, 5.6 feet at 3:45 in the afternoon. So the currents are going to be a lot weaker this year, this weekend, as compared to how it has been when the tides were really high last weekend. But I just want to, you know, remind everyone, you know, okay, the tides might be great, and Saturday morning's looking pretty good for getting out there, but the water's still really cold, and so we really recommend people to wear wetsuits if you're going to be out even kayaking, because if you fall in, it can be really difficult to get back out. With water temperatures of only 52 degrees, it doesn't take long to get into trouble, so just be careful out there.
Gotcha. Yeah, that 52 degrees is a lot colder than the water that I like to swim in.
Yes.
That's for
yeah,
sure.
It's not something to just go jump in. No, you can catch you off guard pretty quickly.
Well, Ryan, you've picked out a song to summarize our weekend mm-hmm. weather forecast. Do you want to introduce it for our listeners?
I don't know if it summarizes it, but I just like the song. So it's Tom Waits' Emotional Weather Report.
It's a good song. So, it's here on Kahem.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. It's cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom. Covering the eastern portion of a small suburban community with a 1034 millibar high pressure zone and a weak pressure ridge extending from my eyes down to my cheeks. Since you left me, baby, put the vice grips on my mental health. Well, the extended outlook for an indefinite period of time till you come back to me, baby. High tonight, low tomorrow, and precipitation is expected.
That is emotional weather report. And that is going to wrap it up today for Humboldt Baywatch here on K-Hum. Wanted to give one last shout out to the folks at Cocatat for sponsoring Humboldt Baywatch today here on K-Hum. And we got our podcast for this all set up, so we're going to be podcasting it online in just a bit here. If you would like to revisit the forecast for the weekend, or you were just tuning in at the last moment, that will be available fairly soon up at khum.com. We're going to kick it to our sponsors real quick, and then I was thinking about playing you something from Radiohead next here on KHUM.